Let's talk about stress. Not sure if that works. I'm going to say it again. Let's talk about strategic ways to leverage virtual reality to supersize and grow your business. Sharon Hornell from here. And today I want to share a little bit about virtual reality, if I can actually say it today. Virtual reality is a new technology. It's not so new anymore. I was on a team working on virtual reality applications probably 6-7 years ago now. And here's some of the things that we found were really effective in terms of growing and building and supersizing businesses and using them to make our businesses better. Three areas I found that they were most successful and most applicable in were education, collaboration, and with marketing strategies and sales, helping the sales process. what the heck is virtual realities? Well, it's a way to have people actually experience your place of business, your products or services, the outcome they can expect from the products and services, how they'll feel. It's like they're actually using them, even though they're not. They're just viewing a computer-generated version of them. I guess that's the quickest, easiest way to describe it. But it allows them to have an immersive experience, so you can use it for trainings, especially in situations where it could be super duper dangerous. Think of police type trainings or military type trainings, probably not the best examples for business, but emergencies where they could actually come to harm, maybe for creating our emergency action plans or our contingency plans for our businesses, in that we can run through different possible scenarios. What happens if a tornado hits our manufacturing plant? What happens if a hurricane takes out our distribution center? Things like that. You could actually virtually run through scenarios where that happens using virtual reality and not actually put people in harm's way. Global collaboration are possible with things like, meeting room is the one that we used. You can actually have virtual meetings where you can go in and the speaker can prepare their presentation in their time zone and people can watch it in their respective time zones. So you can globally collaborate using virtual reality and then interact with the speaker. Mental health and wellness is kind of a newer area that I have very little experience in, but I found that they're doing some incredible things in terms of handling mental illnesses, depression, PTSD, using virtual reality technology to actually have people practice going through different possible scenarios and dealing with things like and having guided meditations to help people to deal with some more traumatic experiences from their past or other types of mental challenges and mental health and wellness issues. It can be used for advanced e-commerce experiences, meaning people can engage with your products and services digitally without having to actually go to your physical location or go to a physical location. So there's some really fun things and fun ways to explore and compare different products, as well as reduce costs and create brand experiences, unique brand experiences only for your brand. I think Lowe's is even using this in their, their creative design centers or something. They have a name. Hollow rooms. They created hollow rooms where you can try things out and put them in the rooms, etc. So you can actually visit a place virtually without having to physically go there. I can see a ton of applications for this in real estate and in hospitality industry, etc. Could use this to their advantage and as a competitive advantage. I think you see some of it in the home giveaway. I think you see some of that virtual reality, virtual walkthroughs, and people are using that in those industries. It can actually bring fantastic experiences to life for people, right? You can decide if you want to go to a destination or go have an experience by actually virtually having it before you go and pay for that experience. It also is terrific for speeding up the sales process, especially for things like manufacturing. Some of the best applications I've seen are manufacturers that have long lead times. So in my past experience, manufacturing organizations that have to purchase manufacturing equipment or processing equipment that has like a 1 or 2 year lead time. Well, it's hard to sell that to someone knowing that they're not going to get their product or service for their production facility for like 2 years. But if you can give them a virtual walkthrough and let them experience what it'll be like when it's installed in their facility by showing them someone else's or letting them walk through and play with the equipment and the controls and things themselves virtually, then that gets excitement up and makes the sales process go a lot more smoothly and easily. So love to know, are you using virtual reality for anything in your business? Have you thought about how you might be able to use it? There's lots of platforms and things available now where you can have access to virtual reality and apply it to different aspects of your business. I would say if you haven't given it a try, it is an incredible way to have a strategic advantage over others in your industry because you're giving people a taste of what they'll experience by working with you. And it also shows that you're innovative and on the leading edge of technology, not waiting for everybody else to adopt it when you have to because everybody else is already doing it. Then you lose the competitive advantage. That's it. That's our topic for today. Love to know if you've used virtual reality for anything in your business or if you've experienced it in your shopping or your training experiences. Share in the comments below so we can learn from one another some of the applications. Have an awesome day. And I'll, of course, be with you tomorrow with another fun or interesting way to supersize and grow your business. Have a great day.